The Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know it's the presence of the Lord. There's a sweet,
there's a sweet, sweet death in this place.
And I know,
and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord.
There are sweet expressions.
There are sweet expressions on his face.
And I know,
and I know
it's the presence. Testimony this morning, but I have also another testimony. This one comes for young people. One of my workers, I brought an issue up before my Bible study class this year about who I hired, and the guy just was not doing the job. It wasn't he wanted the job, he couldn't adapt to doing the job. And so we prayed on him, and I talked to him, I said, you know, I don't want to let him go, but I really can't use him because he's costing us too much money. And it's not, the guy had the heart to come to work, he came to work. What God did, one of my former employees who worked with me, and God uses a lot of people for a lot of things. She had quit because I'm the kind of person, I'm going to make you do your job. I'm not going to disrespect you. I'm going to make you do your job. And if, I don't know if you know, people coming up now, disrespectful is the word nowadays.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
If you let them, they run us. We're just the managing person in the center of three people. But she quit. She put a notice in. She fell on hard times. She had to come back. Now, the world thinks that coming back, I got to come back, ask for my job. He's not going to give it to me. You know, I couldn't stand him. He was glad to see me go. Which I was. I was like, thank you, God, for removing her. But, you know, through the times, I would come to work. She would come in. I would say hello. And she would never speak. The first delivery man would come in, and she would immediately speak to him. So God told me, keep praying on her, keep praying on her, keep praying on her. But see, what I didn't know is that she watched our broadcasts. See, something's always working. Things are not be as you think. Now here she's coming back to me for a job. And everybody, he not going to hire her back. But you know, I told her when she left, she'll be back. And she's back. But how God works, the young man that I couldn't get anybody to help with, they didn't have patience. And I didn't really have patience with him because I thought something was really wrong with him. This is a tripped out story. He said he had a mental problem. So then I went more fervently in prayer and asked God to handle my patience with him. But see, what God did, God brought back the girl that he replaced. And she's been training him. And he's been coming on. Now to give God the glory. I called him out on some things. I'm like, you're on drugs. I know. No, you're on drugs. I've been on drugs. I know you're on drugs. Yeah. Couldn't admit to it. So he called in one day, called in Friday, and said he was going to be late. He never showed up. He came in. His girlfriend was is pregnant, so that's what he used. I don't know if that's true or not. He came in the next day. He couldn't get here by 8. He got here by 9 o'clock. As he woke up, he called, said, I woke up. He would always call saying he's going to be late. He said, I need to talk to you. Here's God said, have patience. I'm in the middle of doing this and doing that, and I said, okay. Hey, and he walked in the office. Like, I want to go in the office and talk. So I went in the office and talked. And the power of the Holy Ghost struck.
Praise God.
He spilled everything. He said, you know, I'm tired. I need Jesus. I'm tired of this. I need to change my life. It's, you know, I can't handle this. Mike, I got my whole check, and I just spent it in one day. I mean, it's like, I'm tired. I got to leave everything wrong. I took my cell phone. I got rid of all the numbers, you know. And I'm talking to him. He's like, I need help, man. So that was God saying what patience is.
Praise
Love
God.
Abides. Amen.
Praise God.
So I praise God just for that. But the whole thing, you know, we're going to get him set up. You know, I already went for the daily devotional, something easy, getting them a Bible, something easy, you know. But I praise God just for that, because God lets you know that your witness is important to him.
Amen.
Your testimonies are important. Yes, so what you walk, what you do, just being a boss, just be a servant of Christ, in word and deed, whatever you do, do it in the name of the Lord. Give God praise for that, Lord.
We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. You're an awesome God.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Lord.
Amen.
So faithful.
Holy King, a God of love. You are the living
awesome
word.
Ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentle redeemer.
Gentle redeemer.
God with us.
God with us. The living truth. And what a friend we have in you. You are the living
Jesus,
word.
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
That's what we call you.
That's what we call you.
Major born.
Major born upon a tree. You died to save humanity. You are the living
Jesus,
word.
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
That's what we call you.
That's what we call you.
Major born.
Major born upon a tree, you died to save humanity. You are the living word.
Praise praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We love you today, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mighty, hallelujah. Holy, and awesome.
Yes.
Only a few words that describes
hallelujah.
Our God. Amen.
Y'all know to
make
Lord
rhythm
Jesus.
Out here. Y'all know to make some rhythm. Come on, y'all.
You are a mighty God. You are a mighty God.
Mighty God.
Mighty God, mighty God. Yes, you are a mighty God.
Mighty.
Mighty.
Oh, you're so mighty.
Mighty God, mighty God. Yes.
Some things, you know. You know why we do this in churches? So we can do it at home and at work and in the world. Amen.
Amen.
So when you sing this song, I will sing praises. It's not just for in church. It's in your car. It's when you're going through everything.
It.
It's when
yeah.
Satan
say
comes
it.
Against you. Sing praises
so,
to the Lord.
Yeah.
The word says, teach a song in your heart
yeah.
so you can defeat the enemy. Amen.
I will sing.
Lord Jesus. Gonna keep on praising your name, Lord Jesus. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. God is good, saints. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Amen. The warriors of praise are going to come forth now as we continue to praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So today we're singing, Lord, I lift your name on high. All right. Come on, warriors, lead us.